Hello and welcome to our program, Business News, brought to you by Owl Radio and the Low Vision Resource Center. I am Dennis Martin, and during the next half hour, I will be reading articles from the San Antonio Business Journal here on Owl Radio. Weston, UTSA Downtown Expansion to Ignite New Urban Investment. And the article is written by W. Scott Bailey, Senior Reporter, San Antonio Business Journal. The University of Texas at San Antonio has completed work on the $91.8 million structure on Dolorosa Street near the reimagined San Pedro Creek that will house its new National Security Collaboration Center and its School of Data Science. The multi-story project, San Pedro One, will anchor UTSA's broader downtown campus expansion plan, and one of its key backers, Weston Urban co-founder Graham Weston, said the investment will catalyze a mix of new center city development. "This is going to be the most important thing to happen to downtown in decades," Weston told me. It affirms UTSA's commitment to the downtown campus and their plans for more than 10,000 students. San Antonio Mayor Ron Nirenberg and Greater SATX President and CEO Jenna Saucedo Herrera are equally optimistic that UTSA's eastward expansion will have a significant economic impact. San Pedro One was financed in part by $70 million in permanent university funds approved by the University of Texas System Board of Regents. Weston, former chairman of Rackspace and a longtime UTSA philanthropist, contributed $15 million to the project. The 167,000 square foot facility houses 84,000 square feet of flexible classroom, laboratory, and research space designed to encourage collaboration between students and faculty in data science and related disciplines. The building has 4 suites and 16 offices for companies that want to co-locate with UTSA. It will also be home to ProtoEpic, a life-sized hologram device that will bring experts to UTSA from around the world. The center will be an academic hub for new technology and talent. "We intentionally developed San Pedro One to sit in the heart of downtown San Antonio, where it will attract unique government, university, industry partnerships in the fields of data science, cybersecurity, and national security," UTSA President Taylor Ingme said. Weston committed to the UTSA project in 2018. Soon after, the City of San Antonio approved the transfer of 2 parcels of municipal land, including the San Pedro One site, to accommodate the university's expansion plans. The county has provided similar support to help bring the project to fruition. Interstate 35 has been a barrier between the heart of UTSA's downtown campus and the Center City. Weston believes the construction of San Pedro One and what follows will help break that down. "This will unite the downtown campus with the core of downtown," Weston said, expecting that more investors will want to tap into that activity. Weston Urban is already engaged in the redevelopment of the former Continental Hotel near San Pedro One into new residential space that could lure more UTSA students downtown. Meanwhile, Saucedo Herrera says UTSA's investment in the development of data science and information security talent should pay big dividends for the city. "From a macro perspective, scaling that effort is going to put San Antonio and the region on the map," she said. "Having that activity downtown," she noted, "will draw more students and faculty to the heart of the city and give it a more 24/7 feel, which has long been one of the area's challenges. That, too, should draw in more investment. San Pedro One and the School of Data Science are already drawing attention from outside of San Antonio. We have some venture capitalists that are interested in the school, including Tim Draper, who we're working with, said its director, David Mongo. We're not just looking at the academic questions, but we're looking at the opportunity to bring new innovation to business. We are reaching out to quite a few venture capitalists to invite them to see what our students are capable of. Backers are hopeful the attention, momentum, and investment will snowball. This is a huge deal, Sosedo Herrera said. Jersey Group acquires long-shuttered Med Center building, plans to reopen its new hospital. Cedar Health Group plans to invest millions in the multi-story structure that's sat empty for years. The former Nick's Behavioral Health Center on Babcock Road in the South Texas Medical Center, vacant throughout the pandemic, has been acquired by an out-of-state company, Lakewood, New Jersey-based Cedar Health Group, has purchased the facility, which sits atop a roughly 2-acre site in northwest San Antonio and plans to invest more than $5 million to renovate and reopen the multi-story structure as a private behavioral health hospital. This building was a blight for 3 years in an otherwise robust and vibrant San Antonio Medical Center, says Clint Oldham, Managing Director of Investment Sales for Oldham Goodwin, which brokered the deal. Cedar Health Group, which owns a mix of medical properties across the country, including behavioral health, substance abuse, and nursing facilities, is developing new inpatient and outpatient hospitals in San Antonio, Florida, Kansas, and Illinois. Terms of Cedar Health's San Antonio deal were not disclosed, but the company's CEO, Mark Tress, says the acquisition will address a significant need in the Alamo City, which he contends is woefully lacking in mental health care infrastructure. We hope our building will serve as an important resource, Tress said. In 2020, JLL confirmed it was marketing the former Nick site and that there was some interest in the property, which is situated near the UT Health San Antonio campus and several major medical center facilities. This is a specialized facility in a very visible and sought-after location within the medical center with recent significant upgrades, JLL Senior Vice President Brian Gates said in August 2020. Steve Monroe, San Antonio and South Texas market manager for Oldham Goodwin, said Cedar Health's purchase of the Babcock building will not only revitalize the area, but also provide more support for the San Antonio area's medically and mentally challenged. The Bryan College Station-based company was involved in the sale of another San Antonio Medical Center building, Pyramid Plaza, last year. The 48,000-square-foot medical office building on Louis Pasteur Drive is near the property purchased by Cedar Health. The South Texas Medical Center is an area where Oldham said his firm plans to remain active. And this article was also written by W. Scott Bailey. Here's an article by James McCandless, reporter, San Antonio Business Journal. City Council votes to extend life of inner city tax increment reinvestment zone. The San Antonio City Council voted on Thursday to extend the inner city tax increment reinvestment zone, or TIRZ, for 10 years past its original September 30th, 2025 expiration date. Since it was established by the city in 2000, the TIRZ captured about $59 million in funds. City staff expect another $28 million to be captured before the 2025 termination date. A TIRZ, whether initiated by the city or from citizen petition, uses a designated area's future tax growth to finance development or community improvement projects. During the 10-year extension, it estimated that the inner city TIRZ will collect $158 million. Since its inception, the inner city TIRZ has contributed to the development of projects inside a 2.5 square mile zone that encompasses the Enterprise Community Enterprise Zone, East Side Enterprise Zone, and the South Side Enterprise Zone. Its board has recommended funds for the Hayes Street Bridge, Blue Star Contemporary Art Museum, La Viata, and dozens of other projects. As part of the same meeting, the council voted to award $8.5 million to the Texas Research and Technology Foundation for public improvements and economic development incentives. TRTF and subsidiary Velocity will use the funds as part of their redevelopment of the Merchants Ice Complex and the G.J. Sutton Building on the east side. The inner city TIRZ met three times in 2022, distributing funds for the TRTF project, as well as Alamo City Studios for a youth content creator program, a feasibility study for a senior affordable housing in Council District 2, the Grayson Heights apartment project in the Government Hill neighborhood, and the Cruising Kitchens food truck part on Nolan Street. Multiple San Antonio golf clubs are up for sale as owner looks to divest. The Alamo City courses are part of a 20-property portfolio, and the seller expects a deal could be struck by fall. And the article is written by W. Scott Bailey. Seabonds International Golf Group Management, LLC, a Sugarland-based firm, is looking to sell its portfolio of 20 private clubs and golf courses across the United States. San Antonio is home to two of those properties up for grabs, the club at Sonterra and Silverhorn Golf Club. At this time, with the state of the industry at its highest point in decades, we feel that now is the time to divest these clubs to another ownership or investment group, CBIGG Senior Vice President and Chief Operating Officer Randy Jones wrote in a letter to the club members obtained by the Business Journal. The club at Sonterra in San Antonio's Stone Oak area has two golf courses. The North Course was built in 1985, while the South Course opened in 1954. The club also has multiple meeting and event venues, including the Graham Ballroom and Terrace Patio. Silverhorn is home to a par 72 course featuring a pair of creeks that cross its 15th hole. The club also has a driving range and a 19th hole restaurant and pub. CBIGG has 13 golf clubs in Texas, as well as two in Arizona and one in Nevada. The firm plans to sell those 16 properties as a single portfolio rather than individually. CBIGG has begun that process and could have a deal in place by fall. I reported in November that an unaffiliated property, San Antonio Country Club, was embarking on a multi-million-dollar improvements plan at a time when the industry has seen a post-pandemic resurgence in play. All the outdoor sports saw an increase in activity over the last 3 years, and it continues to be that way, San Antonio Country Club General Manager Marvin Jones said. That resurgence has no doubt contributed to CBIGG's optimism over a potential deal. We expect that we should be able to transfer ownership by September, if not a little sooner, Jones noted. CBIGG also owns four properties in the northeastern United States that it plans to sell separately as part of a regional transaction. Jones said CBIGG's Asia Ownership Group has invested hundreds of millions of dollars to acquire the portfolio of clubs and courses and has executed major physical improvements to those properties over the past several years. We anticipate a lot of interest from groups that currently own and operate other clubs throughout the country. We'll also no doubt see some considerable interest from private equity-backed investors who are interested in the golf, leisure, and lifestyle space, Jones stated. PC Sports eyeing more stadium business amid spending spree. With a strong background in NBA arena development, the Alamo City company continues to diversify. This article is also by W. Scott Bailey. Teams in multiple professional sports leagues are on a building spree, and a San Antonio company that was involved in the construction of AT&T Center more than two decades ago is looking to grab some of that business. PC Sports, a division of Project Control, has a significant connection to the NBA, having worked on arena projects for several teams, including the Milwaukee Bucks, Phoenix Suns, Charlotte Hornets, and Golden State Warriors. But the Alamo City company is locking in more business on other fronts as well. Baylor University, which is constructing a new basketball arena, brought PC Sports in on an owner's representative role for the riverfront development, a more than $200 million project expected to be completed by early 2024. PC Sports is working with Austin Commercial, the contractor for the roughly 7,500-seat arena. "It's going very well," PC Sports president Tom Bond said. Closer to home, the University of Texas at San Antonio is exploring its sports facilities needs as it prepares to move to the American Athletic Conference this summer. PC Sports was involved in the development of UTSA's Roadrunner Athletic Center of Excellence, which opened in 2021 and has provided a big lift to the university's football program. Now, it's engaged with UTSA in discussions about other potential sports facilities projects, including an analysis of the Convocation Center. As far back as 2007, under then athletics director Lynn Hickey, UTSA was considering a significant redesign of the aging basketball venue. Addressing that facility has become more pressing with the move up to the AAC. The scope of those discussions isn't clear yet. "We're not at liberty to say too much," Bond said, noting, "We feel like we have a great relationship with UTSA." Meanwhile, PC Sports has a project in the works in Central America, a professional soccer stadium in Panama City. And the firm is hopeful an NHL arena project it was involved with in Calgary, Canada, that was put on hold will be resurrected. "We were selected. We started working for about 3 months," Bond said. "The project ran into a dead stop because there was a conflict between the team and the city. We're hopeful that project is going to come back around. In the interim, given its track record, PC Sports has its eye on more potential NBA arena projects." Bond said he believes Oklahoma City and Portland, for example, may be in the market for new or improved buildings in the not-too-distant future. And here's an article by Jalen Lopez, data reporter, San Antonio Business Journal. SA Digital Connects urges residents to check broadband map. Local nonprofit SA Digital Connects is urging residents to check their address on the national broadband map to ensure the city receives proper funding from the National Telecommunications Information Administration. The national broadband map was created by the Federal Communications Commission, FCC, and shows if internet service is available for each address. The map also highlights the available speeds and providers available to each household. 1 in 5 households in the greater Bexar County area have issues preventing access, according to the SA Digital Connects Digital Equity Plan, which received its data from the U.S. Census Bureau, SA Speak Up, and Broadband Now. SA Digital Connects is asking residents to check the map's accuracy. The map determines the funding the state will receive from the National Telecommunications Information Administration. The funds are intended for future high-speed internet projects, and an inaccurate survey could result in less funds. The bipartisan infrastructure bill has $42.5 billion set aside for broadband connectivity and internet extension, SA Digital Connects Executive Director Marina Alderete Gavito told the Business Journal. The allocation of funds were based on the NTIA map, which currently shows Bexar County as 100% covered. Making sure this information is correct and accurate will ensure San Antonio and the surrounding area receive the appropriate amount of funds to reduce the digital divide. We are learning that residents' information is listed wrong, and our new map challenge site makes the verification process simple to give people the ability to challenge the FCC, Alderete Gavito said in a press release. Residents can use the SA Digital Connects map challenge site to find a guide to check if their address information is accurately represented. If a discrepancy is found, users can submit a challenge for a correction. Users can also submit a challenge through the FCC map, but SA Digital Connects form is designed to be more user-friendly. SA Digital Connects is a local nonprofit designed to close the digital divide by improving access to high-speed internet and digital tools. The organization works with the city, county, and private partners and hopes to complete its objective within the next few years. The deadline for challenges is January 13th, so all residents are encouraged to check their address soon to help secure the proper funding for that region. Actually, San Antonio multifamily saw negative net absorption for the first time in decades. For the first time in 30 years, San Antonio's multifamily net absorption rate was in the red, according to new data from CoStar Group. In 2022, net absorption was minus 905, a marked shift from the previous year's 10,891 net absorbed units. The direction of the trend showed up in each of the largest four cities in Texas, though San Antonio was the only one to see a net negative. Dallas saw 5,002 net multifamily absorption, down from about 42,000 in 2021. Austin's 7,701 units absorbed was lower than the 13,000 units from 2021. Houston's net absorption was 2,887, significantly lower than the 2021's 35,000 unit positive swing. It's a surprising statistic given the local positive economic sentiment that an analyst and other onlookers prescribe when talking about the city, but looking at it closer shows it's not signaling any shifting winds in this sector of the market. San Antonio's multifamily vacancy rate currently sits at 9.2%, within its normal range, and not out of line with similar metros like Phoenix and Jacksonville at 9% and 9.6%, respectively. CoStar South Central Texas senior market analyst Daniel Khalil told the Business Journal that San Antonio experienced a number of trends leading to the net negative, though none seemed to be long-term detractors. For example, San Antonio was one of the more prominent markets for people moving from multifamily units to single-family homes. Part of what might be moving the single-family market is, even in this interest rate environment, people are making that leap from multifamily, he said, which may represent a shift in overall demand. He also posited there may have been some overdevelopment in multifamily properties, but that's not a long-term issue. Demand for multifamily hasn't exactly slowed, but the recently constructed supply may be temporarily outweighing demand. Maybe in the short term, there's been a bit of overdevelopment, but that's because San Antonio has been such a great bet over the long term that a lot of people have been eager to put their stake in, he said. It's just been easy to build in San Antonio for a long time, not just from a regulatory standpoint, but also from a financing standpoint. The overall economy is also weighing heavily on consumers as they increase scrutiny on housing costs. You're in an environment right now where credit is more difficult for both businesses and consumers, he said. You're in an environment where a lot of things are becoming more expensive due to inflation. it makes sense that some people will be cutting back on their biggest expense, which is housing. Khalil doesn't believe the downward shift is a sign of a multi-year trend, pointing to migration data, population growth, and job growth as some of the key indicators keeping the area's economy healthy. I honestly don't think it's going to get dramatically bad for San Antonio. And this article was written by James McCandless. University of the Incarnate Word lands major federal funding to address nursing and care gaps. The three-year grant will tackle health equity and literacy challenges, as well as the need to address underserved areas. The article was written by W. Scott Bailey. The University of the Incarnate Word locked in more than $1 million from the Health Resources Services Administration. The federal grant will assist UIW in its efforts to help close gaps in acute care nursing education and practice, and to prepare future hospital-based RNs who can expand culturally sensitive care to underserved communities. UIW Project Director Dr. Yvonne Davila said the goal is to expand knowledge, skills, and abilities so more practicing nurses can see the areas of need and work close to the gaps in care. The focus of the grant-funded project will include an emphasis on health equity and literacy so nurses can assist in the delivery of improved health outcomes for individuals, families, and communities. The UIW Ella Faye Miller School of Nursing and Health Professions is one of 14 programs across the United States awarded the three-year grant. Davila said developing an academic practice partnership between UIW and Texas Vista Medical Center will be a critical part of the Closing the Gaps in Acute Care Nursing, or CGAP, project. The TVMC campus is in Bexar County, a designated medically underserved area. The initiative will support more than 40 UIW Accelerated Bachelor of Science nursing students in their completion of 550 clinical hours at TVMC and in the surrounding community. Stakeholders will work through the CGAP project to identify students who may have experienced social or cultural challenges and who have roots in the local community. It will include the recruitment of students from racial and ethnic minorities who are interested in practicing in underserved communities. The addition of the UIW School of Nursing will augment the high-value healthcare model being created at TVMC, Texas Vista Medical Center President John Turton said, adding that such efforts will be essential in improving health outcomes in South San Antonio and adjacent rural areas. I reported in 2021 that Southwest General Hospital was embarking on a major transformation to improve the level of access to care on the city's south side, to include the TVMC rebranding. Turton said that then that TVMC had met with several different nursing programs regarding the training of more nursing students at the hospital. UIW has a significant presence in South San Antonio, as its School of Osteopathic Medicine is at Brooks. Well, that is all the time I have for today. You have been listening to Business News on Owl Radio. You can listen to Owl Radio on our specially tuned radio or by streaming on your computer or smartphone. You may also listen at your convenience on our podcast page at www.owlradio.org. Thank you for listening. This program will be replayed after 9 p.m. this evening. This is Dennis Martin saying goodbye from Owl Radio.